Well, I just wanted to thank you again, tell you I loved you, and I'm glad we got you, and I want you to take care of yourself and see how you're getting along. I just got back last night, and I'm going to work around here with 3 or 4 days and try to put some things together, and then I'm going back for the weekend and try to get a little rest. I haven't had any yet.
No, I think you need some. I'll try to get some absolute rest. Don't know people running down there occupying your time.
Well, I've got to put some things together here. Do you know any news that I ought to know?
No, nothing particularly.
How'd our friend get along before? Did they have that committee executive hearing?
What was that? Oh, yeah, he was up. I didn't hear from him afterwards. He went over to Ireland. But he was up to see, what's the lawyer from North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going up there on Thursday.
Do you know how he got along?
No, I don't.
Well, I guess if it hadn't been all right, you'd heard from him.
I'd have certainly heard from him, but he'll be back in about a week.
Right.
I'll keep in touch with you on that.
All right. What have you heard from Clark since the election, anything?
I haven't heard a word. They're damning the hell out of him. We lost that seat. I think anybody but that girl could have won it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
See what, Mr. President, we lost almost every Jewish vote in the state. And that's one thing Musmano could have done. The fact that he presided at one of the Nuremberg trials and the fact that he's a witness in the Eichmann case, we would have divided the Jewish vote, and that's all we needed.
Yeah.
And we'd have had that seat if it wasn't for that. Without any question, and we noticed our Jewish districts here in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia, the same thing happened.
I guess the Italians cut you too, didn't they?
Oh, they cut hell out of us, yes. But we were able to do a job there. We cut them down some because Musmano helped us. We finally got him into action, and then Celebrese did a good job. And then I had John Pastor here to open the campaign in Pittsburgh.
And had Jack Valenti up Scranton, didn't you?
And Jack Valenti, they did a hell of a job. By the way, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. I mentioned it to Jack the other day. I'd be careful of that dinner with Smith, because a lot of our fellows did a better job than they did.
What's that, Smith?
Remember, you bet a dinner with Frank Smith?
Oh, yeah, I bet a dinner. Yeah, I did. Well, can't we invite some of them? I got to pay it.
Well, I'd do it if you don't mind a suggestion in this way. I wouldn't, because you're liable to run into the same thing in other states if they hear you're giving dinners to guys what they did.
Well, you ought to get it in the paper.
That's it. Well, he's had there. Philadelphia's the damnedest place in America for going into the newspapers with everything.
Yeah.
So I think you could pay it off by having them some night at some dinner there. Because take, for instance, in Allegheny County, they gave you better than twice the majority they gave Kennedy.
Yeah.
And take Connecticut, hell, they give you 3 or 4 times the majority he had. The Anthracite region, in one county up there, the Luzerne, you had 63,000. Kennedy had 30,000. So you see, a lot of those guys are liable to be upset, you know, if they didn't have dinners. So I'd do it, but I just, sometime you're entertaining the Irish ambassador or somebody, I'd have them down then.
Oh.
Say, well, this I'm paying you off for that. I owed you this. And then Clark would probably kick his heels up, you know, because he's still wrangling with him.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright,
I'll take them to the Army-Navy football game or something like that. Now, there's a fella here who'd like to say hello to you.
All right.
At Pittsburgh.
Oh, God, old Joe, I want to see my friend.
Old Joe Barr.
Yes, sir.
Hold the line a minute.
Who? I got, I'm going to surrender in advance if you and Dave are together. I just raise my hands and take my gun off.
Yeah, you don't have a chance of the two of us together.
How you doing?
Fine. I believe what Dave told you. You're the best committeeman we had.
I'm sure glad to hear you, Joe. And
there's a quarter million here.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. I don't know what to do now.
We got control of the lower house and the legislature.
Good God. Well, that's well, now, what do they have, the Senate, and you'll have the lower house?
Yeah, they got us by one or two. We picked up a senator, but they have us by one or two. But with the reapportionment they did, we did splendidly.
That's wonderful.
And now we have to have a new reapportionment under the law, you know. So we'll be able to get a fair apportionment, right? We'd have the old bill, we'd have about 150 members, you know.
Hmm. Well, come down and see me, Joe, and I'll see you some of these days.
Okay.
I appreciate everything, my friend.
Now, what you ought to do is go down south and take a rest.
I'm going to. I've been trying to get some cabinet things together and get my messages ready and stuff like that, but I haven't had a day's rest. They've been working the hell out of me.
It's all right, because I've been reading and everybody's been out there.
That's right. But I'm back here, and I'm...
A little love, huh?
I'm going to do it. That's right. I'm going to try to. Let me talk to old Dave a minute before we leave.
Just a sec.
Hello now.
Dave, the best man in the world I got for Congress is Larry O'Brien. He tells me that he's been at it 4 years and he feels like kind of a secretary that's been working there. If Kennedy were president, he told him he wasn't going to serve over 4 years and he doesn't know what he wants to do, but he wants to get out. And he knows every congressman, every senator. He's a very valuable man to us, and we haven't got our medical care and we haven't got our Appalachian, we haven't got some of those other things. I talked to him, and he thinks he ought to leave January when the new administration takes in. He's happy, and he thinks I've been better to him than Kennedy was, and he thinks that he enjoyed it more, but he just thinks he's had 4 years of it. He wants to do something else. He doesn't really know what he wants to do, but the only thing he's ever done is politics. Now, I don't know what we might do with him over at the committee. I don't know... what we ought to do at the committee. I know one thing, we can't support their payrolls the rest of this this thing at the way they've been going. I just wondered if you had any thoughts where I might put him or what he might do or what I might offer him. I don't know whether I could get him or not, but I hate to lose a good man like him.
Yeah. Well, maybe I might get a chance to talk to him, see what's in his mind.
We got a pretty good... legislative program, and we need some help.
I think he ought to stay there.
Well, he won't do it, he says.
And that's too bad. Because those are the things, it'd be hard for you to break somebody in.
I can't bring a man in, teach him 100 senators overnight, and 435 congressmen, how to work with me, and so on and so forth.
I'm going to Cincinnati tomorrow, but I'll be in Washington Thursday and Friday.
If you do Thursday, call me, because I'm leaving Thursday night.
Yeah, okay.
See if you can't do that, and just don't let him know you've talked to me, but you might feel around and see if you can put two and two together.
Right.
What's your impression? Does John Bailey want to stay?
I imagine he does. He sort of likes the job. And I wouldn't make any change there if I were you, at least for some time, and get the thing reorganized. But I agree with you, there ought to be a cutting down of the payroll. There's too much overhead there to carry in the off-season.
Yeah, there's a hell of overhead. Now, some of those advance boys were getting $25,000, and we can't afford that.
Oh, hell no. Some of them were not worth their powder to blow them up. Well, okay, then I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, are you on it?